Well, welcome everybody. Another fantastic episode of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation podcast. Friday afternoon, and I thought I'd squeeze in one more just before the weekend. So we've got a fantastic guest here today. Her name is Jasmine Facchini. Is that how I pronounce it?
Facchini. Yes, I like that either.
Facchini. Okay, cool. And we're going to be chatting all about the most famous topic or discussion of paid versus organic advertising on Facebook and LinkedIn. Now, this is going to be a very interesting discussion, and I'm always having these debates with people about what works, what doesn't work, and Jasmine is an expert in this area, so I'm looking forward to learning all about this myself. So who is Jasmine? Jasmine is from Velvet Digital Marketing. She's been working in the online marketing space for over 3 years, specializing in Facebook and Instagram paid advertising. She helps businesses grow their revenue and client base through effective marketing campaigns that engage, capture, and ultimately convert. She's worked with a range of clients from service industries to e-commerce and knows a thing or two about the ever-changing world of Facebook ads. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with you, Jasmine. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me, Darren.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming on a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
So I thought, tell us a bit about you. Who is Jasmine? How did you get involved in what you do? And we'll go into Q&A after that.
Yeah, so it was actually kind of a funny story. I stumbled upon this course all about web design and social media marketing about 4 years ago now. Yeah. Used to work at a normal admin job full-time, never even considered an online career at all, just sort of was going with the flow. Stumbled upon this course. It was a 12-month course, and they pretty much taught you everything online, starting from web design and finishing with social media marketing, and I loved it. It was really intense, but it was incredible. Like, it just opened my mind to this entire online world. And so since finishing off that course, I quit my full-time job, and now I'm a social media marketer. I've been working in it for about, 3.5, almost 4 years now.
Almost 4 years. Wow. And what kind of, do you work with all sorts of different businesses, different sizes, different industries, or do you have a sweet spot?
So my favorite is e-commerce, I must admit.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But I have worked with a number of service-based industry clients in the past as well. So I do either service-based or e-commerce, my favorite.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, that's interesting in itself because, you know, the psychology between e-commerce and getting people, understanding how people buy things and impulse buying and just, you know, what hook to use, that's fascinating in itself. So I'm sure you're going to be going through a lot of that great psychology behind it.
Yeah, and there's definitely different strategies between the two industries as well. And the way that you set up ads is different. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, let's actually go into that just quickly. What is, if you break down slight differences between how you set up ads for service-based industries and e-commerce or, you know, different types of business? Mm.
So e-commerce, it really is all about the product.
Okay.
So there's a little bit, I don't want to say less selling to do, but the strategy with service-based industries is a little bit more involved.
Yep.
In that anyone can say my beauty salon does the best eyelash extensions and that's it. But, you know, that's not really going to grab your audience. You need to put together some sort of promotion or product or package to entice your audience to engage with that kind of ad versus e-commerce, where if you've got free shipping or discounts, fantastic, but you can for the most part get straight to the point with the ad. For example, we've got these brand new leather boots, come check them out, free shipping Australia wide, 20% off for your first order or something like that. Gotcha. So as a general rule, the strategy is a bit different as a generalization between those two services in that way.
That's really interesting because, I mean, I've been studying a lot about this lately, and with service-based industries in particular, it's all about building trust first and value and really trust and credibility. And it takes a bit longer to do that with service-based industries. So maybe for e-commerce, it's more about features or, you know, maybe not features, but little tweaks, little hooks, little value adds that can catch people.
Yeah, like e-commerce is typically much more transactional than a service-based industry. And so you get your traffic to the page, get the conversion or the sale. Generally, there can be upsells, which I highly encourage. And obviously you get repeat business as well if your customer is really happy with your product. But for the most part, it is rather transactional. Yep. Whereas with service-based industries, of course, like if you're going to go to a chiropractor, you want to know that they know what they're doing. You know, you're putting your health in their hands.
Absolutely.
So the strategy is very much more get people through the door and get them comfortable with your business in service-based industries. Whereas there's not really the need for that in e-commerce.
Gotcha. Because for example, if you're buying a set of steak knives from one site and they look very similar to the other, the free shipping or the extra bonus, whatever, might just be what tips them over the edge.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. So, I mean, what I'd love to get into today is more about this debate behind organic versus paid advertising. Why does this even exist?
Yes, it's an interesting one. So I personally believe it's still going on because you can generate really incredible results, even in 2020, through either strategy, paid ads or organic. Right. And so I feel like there's sort of almost this rivalry between the people that are getting amazing results through paid ads and the ones that are getting amazing results through organic. And of course, there's pros and cons to both.
Yep.
I personally believe it just comes down to your objective, what you want to get out of your online social media extravaganza, why you're there to begin with.
Yep.
And of course, depending on what you want to get out of it is the strategy that you should go for.
True. And I suppose it also depends on your target market. Like if your target market is going to be global and over, and you know, it's probably easier sometimes to put in an ad, target exactly where you want those ads to show up, and you can really have more control. Whereas if it's, you know, when you're using organic, it tends to be a smaller pool of smaller network. You don't really get that much targeting.
Well, that's right. I mean, paid advertising, particularly on Facebook, was introduced in 2012. So before then, organic reach was king, and you had amazing organic reach on Facebook. And so all these businesses were spending so much time building their following so that when they posted content, it would get in front of most of their followers or even surpass to just their direct follower base for free.
Right. Gotcha.
And then in 2012, Facebook said, not anymore. So they obviously moved to the paid to play model. And so organic reach has considerably dropped, but that doesn't mean that it's in no way ineffective anymore.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Look, I think there's definitely merits for both, but interesting to hear what you've experienced. I mean, and obviously you work a lot with paid advertising.
Correct. Yeah.
And tell us a bit more about, you know, how that works, and do you need to spend big money or can you do it on a small budget? I mean, is there a little threshold?
It's never as easy as that, Darren.
Damn.
If it was, then everyone would be millionaires by now. Yes, I am a paid advertising girl at heart. I love the fact that I can spend money but get my message in front of thousands upon thousands of people so much quicker than organic. You know, organic is such a slow burn these days.
It is.
So it takes consistent effort to really build the momentum, whereas with paid advertising, you can get some incredible results really quickly. And that's what I like.
Okay. I mean, for me personally, I play a lot with ads and Facebook ads and Instagram ads. And I tend to see that video does incredibly well. Video kills everything else I do by far.
Yep.
And I get a lot of hits and a lot of people looking, but I don't always get a lot of conversions.
Okay.
That's obviously, it means the ad's working. Maybe the product or the service is not right, or the landing page is not right, or the message is not right.
Yes. So there's many reasons why that could be working. First of all, if you're getting a lot of engagement with your video, then that's fantastic. And you're right, video surpasses any other media particularly. Yeah, it really does. And if you think about it, I mean, the human eye is trained to be attracted to movement. You know, 1,000 years ago, however long it was, 10,000 years ago, we were looking for tigers in the jungle.
Yep.
And it's the same on your phone. It's the moment that you see movement, you're attracted to it. So video is king, particularly for Facebook advertising.
Okay.
So you're on the right track there, at least. But there's so much more that comes into it. You know, I guess it also depends what the video actually is and the copy that goes with it and the messaging and then where they go once they click on your ad and everything else, what you're offering in your campaign.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, video, whilst is very important, it's just the beginning of the story.
It's just the beginning. It's only the first stage, and you still have to have consistency and quantity in the rest of the process to actually make the sale.
Exactly. Like a well running campaign, it's sort of like a chain. And you need every link in the chain to be working properly and to suit the chain for it all to run and get you good results.
Gotcha. And I've also heard a lot of people talk about this, which also makes things even more complicated, which is why we use people like you, is that there are so many different stages of the engagement cycle. And you have a different video or different piece of content that is used for different stages. Mm. So you've got to actually have three or four different pieces of content to, you know, make sure that it's all covered and you move people along the journey to actually making a sale.
Yeah. So what you're referring to is a sales funnel. Yes. And again, depending on what you're promoting and what you're trying to get out of your ads, it can be anywhere from as simple as literally just a landing page and then a thank you page to a plethora of different steps and different parts of that sales funnel to ultimately get your audience to convert, to make a purchase or to submit a lead or whatever it might be. In saying that, as a minimum with my clients, I also run 3 ads simultaneously to consistently do split testing. So at a minimum, I need 3 different video ads to begin with. And then whatever comes in with the sales funnel once they leave the Facebook platform as well. So yeah, there's a lot of content that goes into it.
A lot of content, a lot of testing. And do you do a lot of retargeting? You
know, yes.
So what exactly does that mean? Because I'm fascinated by that myself.
So retargeting is basically running a separate campaign specifically for people who have somehow engaged with your ad or gone through to some stage of your sales funnel, but not taken the final action that you want them to take, for example, purchasing or submitting those details.
Gotcha.
And they become a warm audience.
Exactly.
So people that are now familiar with your brand, somewhat familiar with what you're offering or somewhat engaged with what you're offering, but haven't done that final step that you want them to take.
Gotcha.
So
and
we put
it's
them...
like when I look at something on Google or even just through Facebook, you know, a microphone, or whatever, and then after that, it pops up in front of me all the time.
Exactly.
That's retargeting, yep. Isn't it?
That's retargeting, exactly. Because we now know that you're interested in that product, gotcha. But sometimes, you know, the phone calls, the cat meows, you might get distracted or forget, or you don't have money at the moment. But if you see that ad in a week's time, maybe you are ready to purchase then. So gotcha. We want to make sure that we capture those people when they are ready to purchase. So that's gotcha. Retargeting.
And so how do you actually do that? Is that done through the Facebook ad metrics and stats, or is that done with the Facebook pixel on the website? How do you actually find that information?
Both. So there are two different, I guess, there are a couple of ways you can go about it. You can either, you can target any different stage of the sales funnel process. So you can target people who have just, for example, clicked on your ad to read more or watch the video, yep. Or you can target people who have gone to your landing page, yep. Or then gone to your order confirmation page, or then submitted their details but haven't clicked purchase. There's many different stages of the sales funnel. And as you go along, the audience gets smaller and smaller,
yes.
As the funnel sort of decreases to the sale. But each stage is very important and it can have different results when you retarget them depending on their level of engagement.
Right, of course.
Gotcha. But you can't, just trying to think of how to explain it. Yes, but it's all done in Facebook Manager. So Facebook gives you the ability to then say, okay, I want to retarget everyone who's just clicked on my ad or gone to the order confirmation page but not purchased. So you can create all these different custom audiences in the back end of the Facebook Ads Manager and then run new ads to those new audiences.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to ask you about that later on because I've always been trying to find where that is. And I can't seem to find that on the Ads Manager campaign portal.
I can show you.
All right. Fantastic. So tell us more about, you know, really building a strategy for getting serious results with Facebook and Instagram ads, because I'm sure everybody is dying to know how to do it. And obviously, again, depending on the different industry, it'll be a slightly different strategy. Just give us a kind of, you know, your Jasmine's blueprint into making ads work on Facebook and Instagram.
So the most important thing above anything else, and truly doesn't even matter if you're on Facebook or even YouTube or LinkedIn or any of the social platforms, if you're not offering something that is in demand, you're not going to get any results. It doesn't matter how amazing your video is or how incredible your landing page is. If the offer isn't there and if no one wants what you're promoting, you're not going to get any results. So rule number one above anything else is put together an offer that is truly incredible. Right. And I'll maybe talk about a case study that we did with a client a little bit later on. But the most important thing, particularly if you don't really have a good reputation yet, like if you're not, if you're just sort of like starting to establish your business or you haven't got a huge client base yet, if people aren't super familiar with who you are, you need to offer them something that they can't say no to.
Right.
So once you have that, then the rest of how to set up the campaign falls into place.
Gotcha. And if I could just jump in for 1 second, sometimes people, you don't know what people want until you try it.
Exactly. Yep. So we quite often rotate different offers as well, just to see which one the audience responds best to as well. Okay. So yeah, there's definitely, it's not black and white and there is no one correct answer, but the most important strategy by far to begin with is putting together something that truly is incredible. Either it be an amazing discount or a package offer, or just something like that to get your customers through the door.
Okay, awesome. So that's step one.
Step one.
Now what do we do?
Now you go and put your ad together. Right. So again, depending on what you're promoting, generally a conversion campaign is the best if you're looking for sales.
Right.
Or like an end kind of product. And then it comes down to also creating your video and your ad copy and putting together the landing page so that it converts. And this is where all the details and everything else comes in as well. Gotcha. I will also say that a really good way to sort of jumpstart the initial testing phase and accelerate your likelihood of getting really good results straight from the get-go is to use what's called a lookalike audience.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You can create these if you have, as a ballpark, at least 100 people who have already converted or made a purchase or something. So right. If you're a business that's been established for a little while and you've already made 100 purchases of your product, for example, and you want to start investing in Facebook ads to accelerate your revenue, you can use that list of 100 people, upload it to Facebook and create what's called a lookalike audience. Uh-huh. Then the audience, the Facebook algorithm will go and find other people who are very similar to your clients and pretty much just get your sales from the beginning. It's a really, really powerful tool.
So that you have to actually have an external list of people and upload that into Facebook.
Yes, you need to have a customer list or some data already to tell Facebook, these are the people that convert the best for my business. Please find more people like this.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And if I want to jump through and just talk about, before I go further, because this is fascinating stuff to me, you know, every time I put on a campaign as well, you know, you don't know which one to choose, brand awareness, conversion, you know, blah, blah, blah. What do those things actually mean? Is it just, it's about the audience that Facebook is choosing and Instagram, or what is it actually, what does it mean?
Fundamentally, you're telling the algorithm what you want. So all Facebook ads are powered by an algorithm. And this algorithm is beyond intelligent. Like it knows things that humans wouldn't really know. You know, like Facebook, everyone who has a Facebook profile has at least 400,000 different data points that the algorithm knows about you and can use to show you ads that will be most likely for you to be interested in. Wow. At last count, there's probably more than 400,000 data points at the moment. So Facebook know a lot about us.
Yes.
And so when you choose your campaign objective, be it either traffic or conversions or page likes or engagement, Facebook knows who's most likely to make a sale today or to like your page or to just click through to your website. And so it shows your ads to those audience members, depending on what objective you ask Facebook to give
you. Gotcha. So it's tracking other people's behavior and then putting it in line with what your objective is.
Exactly. And it's very, very powerful. That's it can really make or break a campaign.
Wow. So if I choose the wrong campaign, it might put me in touch with all the people that like clicking on ads, but don't want to spend any money.
Exactly. And so if you're looking,
wow, I'm getting all these hits, but nobody's ever going to buy anything.
No conversions. Exactly.
Fantastic. Love it.
Yeah. Yes. Right. It can make a huge difference.
Okay. That's fascinating. All right. So it's all about the algorithm, really.
Yeah, it really is. Right.
Good. So step one is make sure you've got a good quality product.
Yes.
Step two is choose the right campaign. Mm-hmm. Now what do we do?
So now you put your ad together. Next step I would recommend is doing some audience research. So Facebook has a tool called Audience Insights. For example, if you're promoting maybe like a motivational webinar or something like that, something about personal development, and you know that your target audience probably would be interested in, for example, Tony Robbins, as like a similar industry, jump onto Facebook Audience Insights and pop in Tony Robbins, and it'll bring up the like other pages that people who like Tony Robbins also like.
Right.
And so you can start to get an idea of what pages that your target audience like, and you can go in and target those audience members in your campaign.
Right. Okay. So just run that by me again.
I hope I explained that. Sometimes it can be tricky.
If I know that my audience, if I'm targeting an audience that wants to buy books, self-development books.
Yes.
Right. And I've got a different book. I'm writing a self-development book. Mm-hmm. If I go to, do I go to Tony Robbins' page first? Is that what you're saying?
No. So go into the portal, like Audience Insights. It's in the Facebook Ad Manager.
Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
And type in, for example, Tony Robbins. So you're looking to target people who are interested in self-development.
Right.
And Facebook gives you a number of different targeting options within that general industry or general space. Uh-huh. And so to find out the most effective target audiences for your ads, it's best to research what those interests might be first before you start running money to those audiences, to those interests.
And so when you say it tells you the audience, what does it tell you? Is it whether to choose what campaign or what type of demographic to choose in your audience custom list? Or what does it actually tell you?
So it's telling you pages that your target audience typically likes, which you can then target in your campaign. So it's giving you different target options that are typical of your target audience.
Okay. So like when you go and build your, when you build your list, your audience list, you target them according to all these different interests and.
Exactly.
It's telling you what they should be for that type of thing.
Yes. Giving you a list of, I guess, the interests that would be most likely to convert if you're in the personal development space.
Okay. So that's under Audience Insights. Okay.
Audience Insights.
I've learned so much already. Okay. Okay. And now what's next?
There are so many steps. Okay, so we've done our campaign objective. We've got our audience research. Obviously, put in your demographic as well. So women or men, the age, the location. Yep. Location is very important, particularly if you're a service-based industry. So if you're a chiropractor in Redfern, you can put a pin on Redfern and do about maybe a 10 or 15 kilometer radius around there to really target local people. Alternatively, if you're an e-commerce site who's shipping Australia-wide, you can just target all of Australia. Set your budget as well.
Yep.
And then we go into actually creating the ad, which is the exciting part, the fun part.
Okay. And in terms of budget, I mean, I usually play around with $5 a day. Is that, can that get you anywhere or is that too cheap?
It is on the cheaper side or like the smaller budget side. I generally ask for $1,000 plus for my clients.
Okay.
The reason why is because that gives me room to do split testing.
Right.
So we always set up
$1,000 a day.
No, $1,000 a month. Not a day.
Okay.
But sometimes it can be like it can go up definitely to $1,000 a day or more. But that's more on the scaling side of things.
Sure. Okay. Cool. Okay. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, a larger budget basically just lets you test more. So you can test more interest targeting. You can test more demographics. You can test more ad copy and creative.
Right.
And you basically find the winning combinations quicker than if you had a smaller budget.
Yeah.
I'll have to take longer to test each one.
Exactly. So that's kind of what I do. I test it for 2-3 days, change it. Test it for 2-3 days, change it. And then I know, that one's the one that works. I'll point it to that.
Yeah, but exactly.
If I had more money to spend, I would be able to do that much faster.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool. All right. And so then after we've done all that, and we have actually starting to create our content, our video, our written content, our graphic, load all that up.
Yep.
Is there anything else that goes into that after that?
Yeah, so depending on your like what's going to happen once someone clicks on your ad, you're probably going to want a landing page as well, or some form of lead capture page, or your website where people can buy your product that you're promoting. Whatever the next step is after your ad, that obviously needs to be set up as well, and that would really depend on the service that you're promoting and the objective that you have won.
Sometimes it's straight to your website. Sometimes it's to a landing page to capture information.
Yes, I generally advise not sending people straight to your website because the website is just general content usually.
Okay. Yep.
I highly advise setting up a specific landing page that is designed to convert.
Okay.
And that has specific information about the service that you're promoting.
Right, right. And do you help people build those as well?
Yeah,
you do. Okay. So you've got the tools for that. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, and then anything else?
Make sure you've got videos, not images. We've already discussed that. It's very important. Okay,
good. And then it's just testing and tracking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no one truly knows how a campaign's going to perform until the ad goes live. You know, like, of course, we put everything in and we make all our educated guesses so that the campaign has the best chance of performing well straight from the get-go. But there's always testing involved. Always.
Nice. Wow. Okay. And can you say generally, I'm going to put an ad together for you. I would say that from my experience, we'll get a 20% success rate before we have to start tweaking. Or is it really, you don't know?
I can generally tell if an ad will work or not.
Okay.
And if a landing page will convert or not. But I don't like giving specific numbers.
I like it. I've learned so much already.
I will say one thing about the ad copy, yeah, though, while we're on it. This has been another debate within the whole Facebook ad paid advertising debate to begin with, yeah, is whether to address your audience in the first couple, like, sentence or so in your ad copy. So, for example, if you're promoting a chiropractor, yeah, in Redfern, whether to say, hey, Redfern locals, as your back sore, versus how people who have sore backs find relief within a couple of days, like something like that.
Yeah.
Personally, from my experience, not calling out the audience, but instead calling out the problem and the solution works so much better. And I know a lot of people might disagree with me, and that's okay. But my click-through rates typically are 2 to 3 times at least higher than the Facebook standard.
Wow.
Because most of the reason is because I don't call my audience out first. I see Facebook as a party, not as an advertising platform. You know, like, it's social. You want to engage your audience and obviously promote your product, but in a way that's not direct.
Gotcha. So in other words, don't sell the features, sell the benefits. Is that what you're saying? Or give us an example maybe of what kind of copy would work.
So yeah, something like if you're trying to engage people that have sore lower backs,
yep,
to your chiropractic store, I would say something closer to how, and say your target demographic is people from the age of 40 plus. So how middle-aged people find lower pain back relief without having to pay for expensive chiropractic services within 3 to 5 days or something. So I'm calling out the problem and I'm calling out the solution to the problem and calling out the challenge that they might have around that solution. So not being too expensive.
I like it.
Instead of saying, are you a Redfern local and is your back sore? You know how I'm using you. Both are calling out the problem, but one is so much less direct and less invasive than the other one.
Gotcha. The second one is more of a utility. It's giving them information, giving them value. 10 ways to further develop your skills as a personal trainer. And you know, become 10 ways to become a very, very successful personal trainer in this area, rather than talk to me if you need to get fit.
I would still say how people who have no personal training experience go from beginners to experts in 10 weeks. Yeah. So you're not even using you. You're sort of enticing them and calling out the problem and stating where your audience is at the moment and where they want to be without directly saying you. Is this you? You know, you're using the third person.
Gotcha. So even something like 10 top tips for this is still too direct.
It can be.
Okay. Interesting. I like that. A lot of people say that kind of content is great. 10 tips to help you do this, because you're not actually selling directly. You're giving people information, but you're saying your results would say that even more indirect and more subtle is better.
As long as the headline is still structured properly, yes. I mean, the average click-through rate on Facebook ads across the entire platform, I believe, is 0.9%.
Wow.
I'm getting click-through rates, the most recent campaign that I launched, 3.88% in the first 2 days. I've had ones up to 5.4%. It's 4 or 5 times higher than the industry standard.
Okay.
Because I don't call out my audience.
So the percentage of click-through rates means people that are actually clicking on whatever you're providing initially is 0.9%.
0.9, yes. So that's click-through. So out of 100 people who see your ad, typically on Facebook, 0.9% will click through to your website or your landing page, which seems quite low. Yeah. But if you're getting your ad in front of thousands and thousands of people a day, it can add up. However, why would you have a click-through rate of 0.9% when you can have a click-through rate of 5%?
Absolutely.
Still spending the same amount, but you're getting 5 times the traffic.
And that click-through could just be clicking on that learn more or on the image to take you to a landing page, and that's really, that's click-through.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, fantastic. So Jasmine, maybe give us a couple, an example or a case study maybe that you have of how you've helped people really turn their businesses on their head through paid advertising. I'd love to hear.
So this case study that I'm going to share is truly my favorite. It was a client I worked with a couple of years ago who ran a beauty salon, was based in Sydney and had a really good client base, but then moved to the Gold Coast and basically had to start from scratch with her business. She had no existing clients. It was starting again from scratch. So we set up the campaign for her and put together an incredible offer, which was truly incredible. It was a service that she provided at quite a discounted rate.
Yep.
And so it sort of just paid for her time. And I must admit, she was a little bit uncomfortable promoting the service at the price, but like if she's uncomfortable providing at that price, that means that her audience is getting a really, really good deal. And that's what we want. So we ran the ad with $110 in ad spend in the first 24 hours. She had $1,474 worth of business booked in her calendar.
My Lord.
So that was 22 people who took up the offer in the first 24 hours. 14 then came back again and took up the service at full price. And 8 of those then became lifelong loyal customers. So it was the ad that just kept on giving. The beauty of service industries is that once you get people through the door, they come back again and again and again. So those 8 loyal customers, just from the first 24 hours, I just repeat business for her month after month after month.
Incredible. So
that was very good.
I'm sure she loves you.
Yes, she was very happy. She's now at the stage where she just turns on the ad when her calendar's a little bit empty, when she needs more clients, and then just turns it off when her calendar's full again. As she needs it. So
that's phenomenal. I mean, that's what I love about this whole world now, this whole industry, this whole the psyche of this and the psychology behind it all, that you can turn on and off whenever you want, use technology to your advantage, and get so busy when you don't actually have to do anything. You're just kind of turning something on and off. You're in front of your computer having a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Generate so much business, whether it's service or product, just from knowing how to target advertising properly, how to reach people, how to write the copy, again, it's a long road to getting to the ad campaign right. But once you can do it, it's incredible.
It's so worth
results.
It's so worth it. Yeah. But that one definitely was the incredible offer that got her the results that we got. I truly believe that if we had put together that exact campaign but hadn't offered that service at that price, she wouldn't have got the results that she did. It was because the offer was so enticing that anyone who saw it and who was in the market for that service was like, yep, that's a fantastic deal. I'm going to go ahead with this.
So
it's the power of the incredible offer.
That's insane. Well done. Well done. And would you say that Facebook and Instagram, because normally I just go back in and tick automatic placements for Facebook and Instagram, and it's kind of just sharing on where it thinks would be right in terms of Facebook and Instagram. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So as a general rule, we just tick automatic to begin with as well. Yep. And then after a couple of weeks, we'll actually go in and have a look at the conversions per ad placement.
Okay.
And then turn off any that aren't converting properly.
Okay, gotcha. And would you say that Facebook or Instagram are working better now, or is it all very much the same?
It's always changing. And again, it depends on what you're promoting and what your objective is.
And where your audience is. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. Fascinating stuff. I love it. And so is there anything else that you want to chat to us about in terms of your insights and your knowledge of working with advertising and any tips that you can give people that are starting to think about campaigning?
My advice would be to do your research. Like, Facebook will happily take your money no matter how you set up your campaign. That's
right. And they'll also prompt you to do so. This ad will convert much better if you just spend this much.
Yes,
everybody goes, exactly. Yes, sure, no problem.
Like, I've had my fair share of clients who have come to me and said that they've tried to run campaigns themselves and just haven't got the results. And when I've jumped in and had a look at what they've set up, there's definitely room for improvement. So Facebook definitely can be overwhelming. But if you are determined to run campaigns yourself and to learn it all yourself, my advice most certainly is to take the time to learn it properly and to understand not only how to put together a campaign that works and how to test all the elements of your campaign, but how to put together an offer and a campaign that works for your business as well. So, like, if I was a lawyer, I would be searching how to set up Facebook advertising for lawyers, because the strategy for each business can be really different.
Are very different, yeah. And I suppose the hard thing is also trying to find out who your audience, your target audience really is, because you could target so many people and so many different demographics. Maybe it's important to narrow down who should you target first, or maybe there's a way to do a bit of everything. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's where the audience insights comes in, the audience research. But again, it's just split testing. I mean, like, typically business owners will know who their target audience is, but you're right. Like, there are hundreds and hundreds of different interests that you can target on Facebook alone, let alone then including your location and your age and your gender.
Gotcha.
So it just comes down to testing them. Put in an educated guess and see how you go.
And do you advise your clients to do organic stuff at the same time, or do you help them with that, or you just focus on paid?
We focus mainly on paid.
Yep.
But if my clients have the time and the resources, we highly encourage them to do organic as well.
Okay.
You know, it's about setting that presence. And in addition, when you run paid advertising, it runs off a Facebook page. So you do get people who see your ad clicking through to your Facebook page anyway. So particularly if you're running paid ads, you want to have a solid presence on your Facebook page to begin with, because your customers will see it.
Right. Yes. If you're sending them to your page, you mean?
Not even. Even if you're just sending, like, if you're running an ad to a landing page, people will still see your Facebook page and click on it and go through to have a look at your Facebook page as well.
Right. So that kind of just to gauge how trustworthy you are, how credible you are.
Exactly.
Are you really an expert in this area, or are you just some hack?
Exactly. And you want to look like an expert, not a hack.
I love it. Okay. Awesome, Jasmine. Well, thank you so much, Jasmine. That's been really fascinating to me. And I'm going to, I hope you can stay on the line for a few minutes, because I want to ask you some questions.
Happily.
But if people want to get in touch with you to help them put together their paid campaign, which I think a lot of people might do, how can they find you?
So jump onto my website, velvetdigitalmarketing.com.au. Mm-hmm. You can send through an inquiry and I'll be in touch to have a chat, or you can also book in some time with me. If you're already running Facebook ads and you're just not sure, if you've got some questions, you can book in some time with me and we can jump on and do a video call, and I can have a look at your business manager and give you some on the spot tailored advice to your specific campaign as well.
Oh, fantastic. Love it. Fantastic. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much. That's been really insightful. And it was a lovely high energy podcast for the last one for Friday before the weekend. So I hope everybody's got a lot out of that. I certainly have. And it's enlightened opened my eyes into that debate between organic and paid advertising on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. So thank you again. And for all the viewers and listeners out there, hope you have a great weekend. And we'll see you again for our next episode next week.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.